Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Maestro's Daf Lamed Hey in the Oizvader edition, Perek Revi'i, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting in the top of Amud Aleph. The Mishnah mentioned that Kalkola Shabbos, when you have a basket of fruits for Shabbos, so it's Chayav in Maestro. So the word Blozo B'Shiva B'Shayo, B'Kalkola Shel Te'inim Himas Niso. Talk about a basket with figs. Because figs are considered to be Chashuv, and if it won't be figs, Kalkola, regular basket of fruits, is not Chayav in Maestro. Here the Mefarshim have different explanations. The Pnei Moshe, and that's the Pirush Reb Chaim says, is the Netzorah means that the basket is made out of very cheap, made of Netzorim, a type of reeds. So even if the basket is not very important, still Kivayal the Shabbos. And the other Mefarshim on the Daf explain that Netzorim means that it's a type of fruit, it's the figs that are not completely ripened. So they're very low-level fruits. It doesn't have to be specifically figs in order to be chayav for Shabbos, but any fruit as well. Rabbi Elazar ben Antikos b'shem Rabbi Elazar b'Aviana tiposer b'teinu hamiyuchedes l'Shabbos. The basket that we say it's chayav because it's meant, it's designated to be for Shabbos. That's the chashivas. And the Gemara explains it based on a story. Dalmo, which means a story. Rabbi Chiyo, Rabbi Amy, Rabbi Isi, Rabbi Yasin. They're sitting down. Avor chad toin kalkol oteinim. Someone who passed by carrying a basket of figs. Amin lei, Lisbon, can you sell it to us? Amo loy kalkol Shabbos eino mezabno. This is meant for Shabbos. It's designated for Shabbos. You don't sell a basket meant for Shabbos. So the Gemara says when you have something which is designated for Shabbos, that gives it the chashivas that's chayav in Maaser. And you have to have it designated the same way we have in the story that already in advance you're saying this belongs to Shabbos specifically. Abidu says the basket that you sent to your friend is chayav in Maaser. So more brings two ways that to understand. Meaning we can explain that Abidu means kalkol Shabbos. When you have a basket which is designated for Shabbos, it's chayav in Maaser. And the chiddush is not only to do a basket for yourself for Shabbos. Even if you designate a basket for Shabbos for your friend, it also has a chashivas. But just sending a regular basket to the friend will not have a obligation of Maaser. But maybe you could explain by collecting a basket to send his friend. He's careful and he gives chashivas to it like a basket of Shabbos. So it doesn't have to be for Shabbos. Even if he sends his friend a basket for the weekday, because he makes a designation of this basket for his friend, it's chayav in Maaser. So the Gemara has a suffix how to understand Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says the noitel zeisi mina maaton. The Mishnah says you take the olives from this bucket called a ma'aton where they're prepared to be pressed. I mean, there's not a gemar malacha, so you can eat one by one with salt, but you cannot eat a lot together with salt. So says the Gemara, Leisa do pligo al Rav. Doesn't this Mishnah argue on Rav? The Rav Omar who also loichol. Rav said you're not allowed to eat it. Rav Chaim brings two explanations. Which Rav are we talking about? Either we talk about Rav earlier in the Masechta. In the beginning of the third parak, parak Gimel, the theory said you're not allowed to eat the fruits that are designated to go to the muktzeh, to go to the place where they're going to dry. You're not allowed to eat it in the chotzer unless you are on the muktzeh, unless you are in the location of the muktzeh. You're not allowed to eat it because people will think that it was finished and he's eating without maaser. So here the Mishnah says you could take the olives from the maton, it doesn't say to eat it on the maton. So the Chor argues on Rav who says you have to eat it only in the location where you're drying it. Or referring to Rav in Perek Hei, beginning of Perek Hei, that says that a chotzer is kriveya, even something shaloi nigra melachtoi. A chotzer is kriveya, even if something did not finish its process. So here we're saying these olives are not finished, therefore you can eat without maaser. Doesn't this argue with Rav that says that once it came into the chotzer, you have in maaser? Says the more, talking about that the matan is not in the house, the matan is in the field. So therefore, it's not chav in maaser, it never came to the house or to the chotzer. So even if there is a gemara malacha, you still can eat it arai. You still can eat it if it's not a kviyas seudah. So that's what we're saying over here. Only if he makes a kviyas out of it, then it's chayav in maaser. Says the gemara v'kasha, meaning the gemara was discussing. What makes this a problem? That when you come and eat it, it has a kviyas. And that's what we say, make sure not to eat it that way. Im melech tovelas, if you want to be just putting it into salt, that makes a chayav in maaser. Lam leitzius. Why does it say you can eat one by one? And not eat a lot. Im tziruf lama lemelech. The problem is the salt doesn't make a difference. It's only when you gather many olives together. So just say don't eat many olives together. What is that? What do you have to mention in the salt? Says the Gemara, Ela al deze, vali deze. The answer is both. You need both in order to have a kvius. We have a lot of olives that have salt in them, then it's a kvius sugudo. A lot of olives and no salt, salt and no olives, are not a lot of olives, only one by one, so then it's not chayav and meiser. Continues the Gemara now in Amud Beis. We have a quote from the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, speaking about the part of the Mishnah that discusses if a person is tameh and he's taking olives from the maton. So Rabbanan said once he took many olives, it's chayav and meiser. Rabbi Elazar says the bets. If the maton is tameh, so that he can give back the olives, he returned the olives to the maton, so it's not a kvius because he's going to return it. But if the maton is tar, then he cannot return the olives there, so then there's a kvius. So says the Gemara, Manon Kaimin, what's the case of the Machlokes Rabbanan and Elazar? Im b'shiyeshni matonim, talk about you have two matons, one is tar, one is tameh. So chora divrei hakoil mutar. Everybody will agree that it's not chavin meiser, using the use of Reb Chaim. Divrei hakoil mutar means it's not chavin meiser. Why? Because everybody agrees, if he has olives that become tameh, he can return them to the maton, which is tameh. He has two matons, one is tar, one is tameh. So the tameh one, he can return it to there. Im b'shein lelo maton echo, then he has only one maton, and that maton is tar. Divrei hakoil osur. According to everybody, it should be osur for meiser, because he can't return it. So why would Rabbanan argue in Rabbi Elazar? So the one cannot come in and be sheshed to matan tor. He has a matan tor. He cannot return it there. Ulechaveiru matan tor. But his friend has a matan, which is tummy. So now here's the machlekes. And we're using here the gears of Rabbi Chaim. Omab lozor, ain't no dom machzel matan chavir. Well, it says, you don't return it to your friend's matan. Person finishes to eat, and he has leftovers. He's not going to put it in the matan of his friend. So he has nowhere to return it. So therefore, it's considered to be a kviyus suud, and it's chavin meiser. One disagree and say you do return the olives to the matra of the friend. And therefore it's considered to be not a kviyus suuda, because any olive he doesn't finish, he returns it to a location of olives. Says the Gemara Shesi on the gas. So the end of the Mishnah says that he could drink on the gas because he returns the wine back to the gas, which that's where they press the wine. And that was the Shita of Remeir, that regardless of if it's hot or cold, you can return it. And Rabbi Elazar says he never returned it. Chacham said, if it's hot water, so it's chav and ma'aseh, he's not going to return it to the gas. And if it's cold, he's potter because he'll return it. So says the Gemara, Omar b'yichlan lacham in chayav shukva. If it's hot water, poured into the wine, so he's chayav because it's kabua, he's not going to return it. Alat soinim potter, if it's cold, he's potter from ma'aseh. Shurare, it's considered to be a temporary, or just a drink which is not kviyus suudo. Why? Yecholu machzira rosa. He can return it to the gas. And here the Gemara comes and concludes the rule of the Mishnah. And this we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, that even if a person put wines into flasks, it's already being ready to be transported, it still doesn't become obligated in Meiser. Why? Because when it's still a flask, he may bring it back to the gas. He's going to drink a little bit of it. Whatever is left over, he's going to return it to the winery. And this is the case, but dovar shaloi nigmor melachtoi. And whatever is in the gas was not finished yet. I mean, if he took unfinished wine and put it into flasks, we assume that he probably, whatever he doesn't use right now, is going to return to the gas. So it's not considered to be a kvius. Anything that you're going to return is not considered to be obligated in meiser, and that's a pshat ben our mishnah, though anything that you return is not chayav in meiser. Halacha gimel zok de mishnah. Hamekalef besoim, someone who peels barley, mekalef achas vayichlik, he could peel one by one and eat without being obligated in meiser, is not a kvius. Vim kilef v'nosat toch yodoy, but if he peeled many kernels of barley together, put into his hand, chayav, then it's considered to be a kvius. Hamoidel melilu shechitim, he grinds with his hand wheat and makes it royal achil, now you can eat it. Manpiach al yad, which means he makes small quantities of it, ve'oichan ki without meiser. V'nipiach natalach natoichekoy, he made a large quantity that he can't hold it in the hand anymore. He needs to put it into his pocket. Chekoy means that he puts it into the fold of his clothing. So then chayav, then he's chayav in meiser. Says the Gemara, Omar of Zeiro, Yechila na mekalef tarte tarte. Even though the Mishnah says you could do only one by one, you do barley, you could do two at a time. Because the definition is the next sentence of the Mishnah. Only when you have to put it into your hand and hold on to it, then you're chayav in meiser. But if not, so he could peel off two boilers at a time, two kernels at a time, without putting it into his hand, and therefore he is potter from Meiser. V'tani ken, we have a brayso like this way. V'soyim shnayim potter, up to two, you can potter if you don't put it into the hand. It's not chayav in Meiser, sholosh chayav, but three, you have to put it right into your hand, and you chayav. V'chitim sholosh potter, you can do three at a time to grind it. V'arbol chayav, but if you do four, then you chayav. And the way it comes up from Chaim, the way the Rashi Tirlo says clearly, is there's not arguing the Mishnah. It's just explaining what the Mishnah means when it says one by Soyrim. It means whatever you could do without putting it to your hand, and by Chitim, whatever you could do without gathering it into the fold of the clothing. Well, this we conclude, Yerushalmi Maaser, Daf Lamed Hei.